Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They got a bunch of stuff going on. I mean, you got your flip-flops ready. Margaritaville, come on up. They are having an incredible special weekend celebrating music inspired by Jimmy Buffett, the Coral Reefer Band.
Outstanding.
With live music from A1A is going to be performing, guys. So if you are coming up or you want to hang out, that's Saturday, tomorrow, August 2nd, Mike, 7:30 to 9:30. Doors open at 6.
So basically, yeah, you're going to get a great Jimmy Buffett kind of cover band that's going to be doing a great job with it. It's going to be a blast, man. The Fins Up Water Park, we saw all the kids doing their thing. The Apocalypse. So slide. Again, that's that gigantic four-slide tower we saw.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
You and I never went down that thing, did we, last summer?
No, not last summer. I have gone down it, but I did not. I do not do it last summer.
But again, Water Park, guys, has got all this new stuff. If you haven't been up here to Lake Lanier Islands, it's a blast. So again, the Fins Up Falls, all the shenanigans, just a blast. We love it being up here.
All right, before I talk about what I continue to hear last night, which was baloney, I want to mention something we were talking about because Mike was saying I had mentioned that the Padres didn't give up any of their top prospects. Here's the thing. What were you going to get from Marcell Ozuna? Because Big O just said they gave up the number three prospect in their organization, or number three overall, to get more pitching. And, Mike, when we talk about what the return on the investment is with Marcell Ozuna, he was not going to command the number three prospect in the organization or number three prospect overall. So I want to just correct that and say the Padres did do that, but they did it for the right reason.
Yeah. The Padres and their general manager, he's no risk it, no biscuit. Bringing in free agents, moving pieces all the time. It's kind of like, you know, blank those picks, as it were, that the Rams did in football. They're all in. But this is a guy that, you know, made a big deal with the A's, and a lot of folks, a lot of baseball nerds in analytics say it was a very one-sided deal and think the Padres maybe gave too much in their run up to the trade deadline yesterday afternoon.
All right. I don't know about you guys. I was watching the preseason game last night. And by the way, damn you, Mike Bell. I should have bet the over.
I told you.
I should have bet
barely,
the over.
They nearly hit the over at halftime, man.
What am I doing? This is terrible. I'm sitting here. I could be making money. Final score, 34-7. But we don't care about the final score.
33.5, by the way, was the over-under.
Yeah, I should have bet it. Why is everybody jockeying Trey Lance now? It's a preseason game.
Again. He is playing against guys who in a month's time will be back working for UPS. Now, if there's anything wrong with that, or doing a job at Home Depot. These are guys who will be in the UFL. These are third-string guys. These are fourth-string guys. Nobody's playing starters, although Dan Campbell did say very sloppy, very upset with his crew, and said, you know, they're gonna have to tighten that up. Because even like, if you're trying to make a team, you played like garbage.
You did.
But, anyone who's going to now say, wow, Trey Lance, you asserted yourself in the Hall of Fame game?
It's a joke.
Come on.
It's a joke. Guys, the Cowboys didn't even play him. Dak Prescott got hurt against us. I was at the game. right? And you're going, here's his opportunity. Here comes Trey Lance. They literally looked past Trey Lance and brought the other quarterback in.
Right.
That was his opportunity to show at the end of the season last year that he could play. And now it's like he's been resurrected. If I hear Collinsworth, I'm already mad at Collinsworth, by the way. He hadn't even called a Falcons game.
What did I say this time?
He was literally, what touch on that throw by Lance? I'm like, it's a five-yard throw. Come on, Collinsworth, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I just this love for Trey Lance last night drove me nuts.
I'm with you on that one. I was like, well, are you really, really going to – we're going to play this game? Like, this guy is now – you're telling me you feel this guy is really going to be the next big thing? Look, it's good to see him make some connections, you know, throw the ball down the field. But, again, do it when it counts. Do it when
it
matters.
Mike, he's not going to get that opportunity.
He's a guy wearing a baseball hat the rest of his life.
Correct.
The die has been cast.
Because Justin Herbert is the starter. He didn't even suit up. Why would he?
Right.
But Lance had a good game. 13-20, 120 yards, two touchdowns, and people were going nuts. He did get sacked, but it was just like one of those games where you go, this is what we've been waiting for. And I'm like, it's a preseason game. It's the Hall of Fame game. Nobody plays.
They're going to, you know, forget. You know what? Like that guy who's that radio host who makes fun of in Cleveland. I'm beginning to wonder if Justin Herbert's looking over his shoulder. I've got a pretty good feeling about this.
Yeah.
Well, now I will say this. If he continues to do some things in preseason, you may be able to trade him for a six-rounder.
Correct.
And that's good for the Chargers, and that's why you showcase him. That's a conversation we can have. To say that this guy's now primed and ready to be a starter in the NFL, that's nonsense.
That's ridiculous. Hey, Big O back at the studio, keeping us on air, running all the things. By the way, big shout-out to Slim here, our on-site engineer, making it happen. We are live at Lake Lanier Islands, guys. Margaritaville Land Shark Bars, where we're broadcasting from. Day-Day's up here with us as well, our executive producer. Big O, man, let's get to the Daily Download. Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well, Mike. You said it was a crazy game last night. Braves defeat the Reds 12-11. It goes extra innings, but should it have even gotten extra innings? What a crazy inning the eighth was, right? It was the eighth inning where all those runs were scored?
This is a team that, you know, again, they've shown the ability to blow leads. They've shown the ability to battle back. But, I mean, look, all you're getting now is a little bit of entertainment. The soundtrack for your summer is winding down because football season is here. It's different when you're in the pennant race.
Yes.
That's one that's a nail biter and everybody's talking about around the water cooler. But that's not the case.
Boys of Summer stops playing?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. It's now you're just,
I like that song.
You're grinding out the string.
Yes.
Don't look back, Carl. You can never look back.
You can never look back. I love that song, by the way. Boys of Summer.
It's one of the great riffs of all time. I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Love that, man. They say Don Henley is a complete SOB, though.
Really?
Yes.
I like Don Henley's music.
I do, too, but they say he's a miserable human being.
It's terrible. He's not the only entertainer.
On that Eagles documentary, David Geffen goes, Don Henley is a malcontent. It's pretty well known, but anyway, but great music. You're right. Great team.
It really is. Final score last night, 12-11. Look, final scores don't matter. We want guys to play better. We're watching progress, right? I want to see progress. That's my thing heading into the end of the season. We are losing today. They're playing a getaway day, as Mike said, because Saturday is the big game.
The Speedway Classic. You see the uniforms?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I heard Abe, by the way, I kept texting Randy today when I was driving around.
What do you do now?
Nothing. I was like, we just punch
He's
Abe.
He's an aficionado.
No, just – I'm like, hey, Randy, just punch Abe right now. Punch him. Randy's talking about like a 73 Cutlass.
I'm not
Abe's
an aficionado,
like, I don't like
but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Abe's like, oh, that's too big a car. I'm like, just kill him. Kill him now.
He's not a car aficionado.
He's not a car aficionado.
You don't know what you're talking
cars.
About.
Nothing. Randy had a great riff, and Abe's like stepping all over and talking about, like, just stop. Stop. That was one. And then he's like, I don't know about those flames on the hats. I don't really like it. It looks kind of childish. It looks like a Hot Wheels, like a Jeff Gordon car. It looks pretty cool. I mean, I'd buy that hat.
I told you that when you talked about this in Guy Talk a couple of weeks ago. I said, what's the design on the hat? We discussed it.
Look, it's got a flames on the brim. It looks pretty nice. Of course, they have to screw it up with a giant patch on the side.
Well, they have to create something that for 80,000 people that are going to this game,
right?
You've got some kind of memorabilia, some merch to take with you that you can say, oh, that's from the game that we went to at Bristol. They can sell a Braves hat any day of the week, so they had to do something a little different. Come on, Abe. I'm with Mike on this. Meanwhile, let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos, guys, because he did speak last night about no trades being made. The question was why.
Yeah, no, I know there was a ton of speculation on, obviously I read it, I saw all of it for months, about different names and so on, and I'm never going to comment on our players and things like that, as all that was going on there. But our goal in this deadline was to focus on guys that could help us in 26 and beyond, or had the chance to, whether that's through club options, like guys like Kinley and so on. And, you know, it didn't materialize, but
yeah, so he's basically saying, look, all the rumors and stuff that we were discussing from the alleged insiders was not true. And this is why, you know, these things play out. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. It just felt like with us being out of it for the first time in a long time, we were going to be sellers. But, Mike, he came on this show and told us he's not a seller, has never been a seller. Yeah, he wanted to be a buyer, and I don't think he was able to buy because the return wasn't good enough.
Do you feel that even a prospect, one thing, because some, you know, one man's trash, another man's trash.
Sure.
Take somebody who's maybe capped out at Double A from another team, take a shot. I'd rather do that than have another few months of Raisel Iglesias. Get him out of here.
Well, he got his 13th save last night, Mike.
Yippee-ki-yay.
13.
Yeah. How many blown saves?
I don't want to talk about
it. Anyway, so in the case of this roster, Ozuna has been, again, a workhorse the last 2 years, banged up a lot this year. I mean, the hip thing just was really hurting him the last 2 months. I thought with a couple of home runs against Kansas City, maybe the interest would peak a little bit. Didn't. But still, he's walking away. It's the same mindset the Hawks had years ago when Al Horford left and you got nothing for him. So I'd be happy just to try anything, albeit a project. With some of the bums and stiffs that we've brought in through waivers and trades for nothing the last 3 years, what's one more? And just get this guy off the roster. But they didn't do it.
What went wrong, according to Alex Anthopoulos, with the season? This is what he said last night after the trade deadline came and went.
Look, you look at, obviously, when you're having seasons like this, you look at everything, of course. You know, when we were, you know, obviously, we scuffled for a long time. And it felt like the Mets series was going to be hopefully a turning point. Our run differential was still, I think we were right there with the Padres and close to some of the other teams. We had a rotation that was competitive. I mean, a year ago, we led MLB in ERA, right? Everyone talked about the Mariners. We were percentage points ahead of them. So of the 30 clubs, we had the best ERA of anybody in baseball a year ago, with tons of injuries on the position player side, right? But we had tremendous health in the rotation, and you know, we were able to win more games than we did the year we won the World Series. So we did feel like with Sale, Schwellenbach, the way Holmes was throwing the ball, Strider, we thought was really starting to get going. He started out slowly. You know, those four felt like, okay, those four are pretty solid. If you could stabilize a little bit and get going, you know, you're trying to do stuff earlier. I know I went on the radio and I said, trying to add now. You can add a five-hole starter and solidify that rotation even more. And then you can get to the deadline and solidify even more. That was the thought and that was the hope. Obviously, we have to play well, but.
Yeah, no, he went on to say they're not interested in dumping players and trying to shed some money on a contract. He's trying to sort of rationalize where at. You've committed to players that aren't hitting. That's it. It's not that complicated. You know, I mean, we talked earlier in the year, I was all for moving, Sean Murphy, and then Drake Baldwin kind of cooled off a little bit. You're going to see Drake Baldwin be the DH when he's not catching next year, and maybe that gives you a little more spark. And that's what you do now, Carl. You watch the young guys. They're not going to bring young arms up, so they don't want to mess with their heads and their confidence. It's bad enough what they did to Didier Fuentes. You know, he was like, let's be honest, man.
They rolled the dice.
He was cannon fodder this year, man, on the mound.
Yeah.
But now we'll see where the rest of this string plays out. We'd love to see Money Harris continue to rake and hopefully he has more confidence because he's got to be able to do it for the entire season. Everyone knows that, you know. Ozzie Albies, can Ozzie finish on a high note too? But that's it. That's all you're looking for.
Progress, no doubt. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live up here. Fins Up Water Park, if you've never been. Margaritaville, Lanier Islands. They opened their new highly anticipated Fins Up Falls water slide.
Epic views, waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plex, it's Georgia's first and largest water slide coaster, Apocalypse. But you guys got to come check this out. And why can I mention?
Apocalypso.
There is an event tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30. Doors open at 6. Music inspired by Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band with live music from A1A. So there's a lot of stuff going on up here. All right, we're coming back. Jesse Bates, stop by the morning shift and talk with the guys. Talk about a lot of things, including his teammate, Xavier Watts. You'll hear that and much more coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.